Continues the Gemara, Daf Peites Omid Beis, six lines from the top, the two dots. Minayin Shekoishrin Loshen Shel Zuhuris. This is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah enumerated different Minayins that we dashed one after another. And the last one was that Minayin Shekoishrin Loshen Shel Zuhuris, B'Rosh Sarya Mishtalech. How do we know that we tie a red dyed wool around the head of the Soya Mishtalech that is thrown off the cliff? State in Pasuk Shenemar, Im Yu Chateichim Kashonim. If your aveis will be like Shonim, like this red dye, this red wool, so Kashelek Yalbinu, it will turn white like Shelek, like snow. And the end of the Pasuk is Im Yu Katoila Katseme Yu. But the beginning of the Pasuk says Kashonim, like red wool. So it should have said in the singular term, Kashoni. Like it says in the end of Pasuk, it says, Kasheleg, don't say Kishlogim. If we say Kishlogim Yalbinu, so it could say Yichatekim Kashonim. But it says Kasheleg, so let it be singular, just like the Sheleg is singular.
Except there's no such thing as Shlogim.
Why not?
People don't say Shlogim.
Yeah. Shlogim, is he saying, is incorrect? I'll predict it. Okay, maybe. Shlagim, why not? A lot of snow fell. Why can you say plural? A lot of snow fell. Shlogim. Rashi says so. Do me the kshelag, the loik siv kishlogim. Enter the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Im yu chateichim kashonim. Halolu. Shesdu as the boys, Mishesh Mebreshis. If your sins will be like years, like the years from Maisa Bracious, for thousands of years. If that's how much and many your sins will be, Vadakshav, until now, Kesheleg Yalbinu, they'll still turn white like Sheleg. So it says Kashonim to tell me a remes to this Chatoim being as long as the Shonim. As long as the Shonim, yeah. From the beginning of Maisa Bracious until today. Zogt die Gemara, Dorash Rove, Maidich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, L'chu no, v'nivocho, yoymer Hashem. L'chu no, go, v'nivocho. And let's be misvakeach, and let's have it out to see, legabe, your fate. So, frek die Gemara, L'chu no, what do you mean, L'chu no? Boyu no mi boyu lei. If the Eibush is telling Klal Yisrael, let's discuss and let's have it out, so it's boyu no, come over here, not L'chu no, go. What is the lashon of l'chuno? And weiter fragt die Gemara, Yoyma Hashem. What do you mean Yoyma Hashem? L'chuno v'nivocha Yoyma Hashem. Oma Hashem iboy alei. What do you mean Yoyma? What is lost lovei dik lashon of lost lovei? It's Oma Hashem. If it's going on something that took place, zog die Gemara. The Gemara Taka is saying it's going lost lovei. Enter the Gemara. Lost lovei Yoyma l'makosh baruch liyisol. Lost lovei the Eibush will tell Klal Yisrael. L'chuna itzal abeseichem, go to the Ovis and have it out with them. This Ramashos is referring to the Beinanim. The Beinanim who their fate is hanging and they don't know what's going to be their final fate. So go to the Ovis, they'll be merachem on you, be misvakech on you. They'll be dan you on your behalf and be misvakech and plead on your behalf. V'yochichu eschem, and they'll be machiach you, and through them you'll, and that's the lashon of yoyim alas lovoy, and that's the lashon of l'chu, to go to them. Zog the Gemara v'yoyimu l'fon of Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Klal Yisrael will tell the Eibush Lasid Lavoi, Eitzel mi neilech, who should we go to? Eitzel Avrom, should we go to Avrom Avinu Shomateloi? You told him, Yodoya Teda, you told him that we'll be a ger be'eretz lo'ilahem, v'le'bikish rachem aleinu, and he didn't plead on our behalf, so why should we go to him now? Zog the Gemara, Eitzel Yitzchak, we should go to Yitzchak, Shebirchas Esav, he gave a bracha to Esav, we suffered in Golis because of that. V'yokash etogid, that's going on the Birchas Esav. So, Uprakto. So over there, it's talking about that when we go down, Esav will take over. V'lebikish rachamim. What is mevakish rachamim aleinu? It's a Yaakov. You should go to Yaakov, Shamataloi. You told him, Onoche Eirinim Cha Mitzrayim. V'lebikish rachamim aleinu. He could have asked rachamim, he said, don't let the Yidin go to Mitzrayim. It's a minelech. Achshav Yoyma Hashem. That's the Pasuk. Pasuk says, "L'chuno v'nivocha yoyma Hashem." Yoyma Hashem meaning, "Omel haKadosh Baruch Hu, hoved lisim atzchem bi." Since you're relying on me, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Habetech b'Hashem, Chesed Yisrevenu. So Mele, the Eibush is going to be Mati Klapi Chesed. So that's why I'm promising, Im Yu Chateichem Kashonim, if your sins are like Shonim, like a red dye, so Kashelag Yalbinu, they will turn white like snow. That was the Haftoch the Eibush gave. The Gemara Darshan's, Im Yu Chateichem Kashonim, Kashelag Yalbinu, Im Yadimu Katoilo Katsemeyu. Katoilo is a bug that has the red dye. The shonim is the cloth that you paint the red dye with. The Yerushalmi over here says kam b'mikdash rishon, kam b'mikdash sheni. And the Meir Simcha in Meshech Chochma says a beautiful pshat. He says mikdash rishon. The Gemara says Yuma loy nizgala avoinom. Nizgala avoinom. He says that the oven of Avodah Zarah Gilui Reis Shvichas Domim wasn't part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. This is the trait of Esav. Avodah Zarah Gilui Reis Shvichas Domim is not Klal Yisrael's trait.
It's called Nizgala Avoinom. It's not embedded.
So it was only outside. So that's why it can turn all the way kashelig, pure white, because it's Taka Kashonim. Shonim is red that's painted on the dye, on this wool. So it's not embedded. It's just painted on there. It was loynis gala. It wasn't outside. It was embedded. Unfortunately, sinat chinam is a part and parcel of Kali Yisrael. So that's why it's only katsemer you. Katsemer means like wool. Wool is not pure white. Wool is not as white as shelag. Zokta Meir Simcha, that's a dim to mikdash rishon and mikdash sheni. Zokta Gemara. Omar Shmuel Banachmeni Mabyenison. Maidich Siv. Steht in Pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki ata ovinu, you are our father. Ki Avrom lo yadanu, Avrom we do not know. Vi Yisrael lo yikireno, and Yisrael we do not know either. Ata Hashem ovinu goyaleinim yoylem shemecho. You, the Eibishter, you will redeem us. So what's pshat in this Pasuk? Zog di gemar lo osid lo vio yomil ha-kodesh boch l'Avrom. The Eibishter will tell Klal Yisrael, tell Amin to the Ovis, tell Avram Avinu, Bonecha Chot, your children's sins, Chotli. Omer lefanuk ben Yisraelim. So Avram is going to answer, Yimochu al Kedusha Shemecho. Let them be destroyed since they sinned, and Yiskada Shimcha ba'olam zok Rashi. When you'll do a din with those that go against you, that's Kiddush Hashem, punishment. So he basically let Chal Yisrael go. Omer, Eimel Leli Yankov, so the Eibush said, let me go to Yankovin. After all, maybe you'll have pity. Efshe the boy rachmi alayu. Omale bonecha chotu. Omale fonav so Yankov said, Yibin shalom, Yimocha al kedusha shemecha. The same answer. Let them be destroyed. Omar, so the Eibush said, Loi besabi taimo. Not with the elders, I can find reasoning. Meaning Avram is older. Veloi bedaad ki eitza. And now with the younger one, Yankov, the third Av, I can find an eitza. Omeloi, so he figured, let me go to Yitzchok. Yitzchok was his din. That's a chiddush. Avram is chesed. Even though you go to din. So he went to din. Yitzchok, bonecha chotali. Omele fun of Yibayin Shalom. Bonai v'le bonecha. They're my children, not yours. Vosab is mine. B'shash yigdimu lefanecha nasa l'nishma. B'shash matan teira. So kros lem, you call them b'ni b'chayri. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. So it's called your children. Achsha bonai v'le bonecha. So now they're mine. Another tiny Yitzchok said, "Kama chotu? How many years? How many sins did they do already? Kama shnoisim shalodom? What's the average age of a person? Yemesh shnoisim bem shimim shono 70. So dal esrin delay anshtelayu. Take off the first 20 years. You're not nenash. We find by Dara Midbar the Eibush wasn't manish only from 20 years and onward. By Midbar zeh yiplu pikrechem bimnechof lemailo." Only those. So same thing, Lasset Lavoi. So there's only 50 years left that they sinned. So Pashalu Chamshin, Dal Chof Hei, take off 25, meaning half the time from the 50 years, is 12-hour days, 12-hour nights. So the Lel Yusa. So you don't sin when you're asleep. So 12 hours is off every day. So that means that 25 years from the 50 years, Be'etzim, they were awake, that they could have sinned. Pashalu Chof Hei, so what are we saying? So from the 50 years, there's only 25 years left. 70 becomes 50 because 20 years they didn't sin. 50 becomes 25 because 12 hours of night throughout those 50 years. 25 years of sin. already less than half. Dal tartes reu palga ditzluye. From the 25 years, half of the time that you're awake, you daven, umechel, you eat, with the beis akise, and you have to do your needs. So half the time, from the day, 6 hours a day, includes food,
davening, and beis akise. Meaning tsluye, davening, mechal, eating, ubeis akise.
So there's only 12 and a half years that they sinned. So poshlu tata sreyu palga. So im ato soivel eskulam, if you want to take upon yourself to the Eibishter kav yochel, those 12 and a half years, mutov, vimlav, palgo lai, pagaloch, let's split it. I'll take six and a quarter, and you'll take six and a quarter. It's 12 and a half. What's the ganze 12 and a half years? 6 1/4 years. My show explains, what's between, I'll take half, I'll take the ben odam l'chaveira dik averis, and you take upon yourself the odam l'makam dik averis. Hashem. The point is that we see that such a minority of amount of time that we send. It's miut shnois of shal odam. We see a chiddush that the chet is in the number of years, and you're downing on that also, not just on the chomer of the chet. A person is very severe. It doesn't take a lot of time. See, you're looking at the years also. The imtim tzalim, if you're going to say kulam alai, hokrivus nafshi kamoch, let them all be on me, beseder. I was very close to you. After all, I was ready to makiv myself by the ega, by the akeda. Poschu v'omru. So that's where Klal Yisrael said, ki ata avinu, you are our father, Yitzchokin. The Shloah asked this kasha. If you think who would be Melamed Zchus, it would be the Chesed, Avraham Avinu, Yaakov, Chesed and Din, but Yitzchak is Din. The Chiddush is that this is Taka Din. This is Taka Din, Dr. Tzodik. This is Din. Din is, let's look at the years. Let's divide the numbers. 20 years, you're not Nenash. 50, 25 years, you're sleeping. So Melet, and you're eating, and you're davening. So that's Taka Din. So possible Amgu Atovinu Omalem Yitzchak. Why you mekalas me? Achim mekalasim li kolsel haKodesh Baruch Hu. Either because he took upon himself the sins, the ben Adam lamakoyms, or because Tam he agreed. Umachle leYitzchak haKodesh Baruch Hu beinayu. Yitzchak points to the Eibishter kaviyachol. Doesn't mean the Eibishter beetzem because leYichyira Adam v'chai. Miyad nosu neim lamorim vaOmrim. Ata Hashem avinu gealenu meolam shemecha. You are our Eibishter, that is always going to redeem us. So the Pasuk again, the Gemara starts off. Omer Shuma Nachmeni of Yenison, Mai Dechsiv, Ki Ata Avinu, Ki Avrom Lo Yedano. That's because it is Maisel, Lo Selovay. Avrom said, Yimoch HaShemecho, Vi Yisrael Lo Yikireno. Ata Hashem Avinu, Ko Eleinu Ma'olam Shemecho. In Damesk Eliezer, my Zayde, Blazer Don Obag, says a beautiful pshat. He says, Ki ata avinu, ki Avram lo yedano. Meaning Avram avinu got a new name, Avraham, Avamein Goyim. So Mele lo yedano. We see over here was lo yedano. Yisrael got a new name from Yaakov, so lo yakireno. Mashenkin de Eibishter, even though after Gulas Mitzrayim, he was called a Goyo, ki ata Hashem avinu, Goyaleinu, but we still can rely on the Eibishter even after the new name, Goyaleinu ma'olam shemecha. That new name is still going to remain. He's still going to be our goyel even after the Shinui Hashem.
Even after
the Shinui Hashem, the Eibush is called a goyel after Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm reminded. There's another pshat from the Malbim that says, "Im yuchad techem kashonim kashel galbinu im edur katolik etzem ayu." He says that one of them gives of dye to others. The toiler, the bug, the beetle. Mashenk and the semer is just accepting it. So he says, "If it's chatoim ben on atzmoi, so then its taka turns totally white like shelik. If you machti zacherim." So that's katoilo, that's giving over the dye to others, then it's only katzeme you, then it's not going to be so totally pure white, because it's machti acheim also. Omer Rabbi 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 Yechnon, Roya Yaakov Avinu lived in Mitzrayim b'shal shloishos bazel. Be'etzim Yaakov Avinu was roy to go down to Mitzrayim with chains of bazel, like all people that go into exile. They're chained up. That's how they're going to Golos, like the Romans exiled us. That's him, he's going to Golos. But the Schus was Goyrim that he did not go down b'shal shloishos bazel. Dichsiv, b'chavle odom em shochem. I'll take them b'chavle odom. B'avoyses avo. With avoyses avo. Ve'eilom kemrime oil al chayem v'ot elov oichil. Rashi explains that just like a person helps his animal to lift the oil, to lift the yoke on his neck, so to the Eibishter, we're going on to oil. Oil is golus. He made it easier for us. And he lifted the yoke. So that's why it wasn't Bishal Shalosh Shel Bazel.
That's why.
It was not Bishal Shalosh Shel Bazel that he went down to Mitzrayim. Zog the Mishnah. Hamoitzi Eitzim Kli Levashel Be'er Kalo. If someone takes out Eitzim, what's the shear? Back to the shiurim. What's the shear that you chayev on when you moitzi Eitzim? What's the minimal amount midiraisa you chayev chatos? Zog the Mishnah Kli Levashel Be'er Kalo. The amount that it takes to be mevashel to cook a Be'er Kalo. Be'er Kalo, we said before in the Gemara that pay is a Be'er Town of Goylus. And it's easy to be mevashalit. Now, in the Gemara said, it doesn't mean the ganze beya. It means a sheer gregeres. Sheer oitzov oichlin is always a gregeres. So the sheer over here of the eitzim is the mevashalit gregeres of a beya kala. It says, Dr. Gemara, that pay.
What's
kala? Kala means that it's trufa unesuna beilfis. It's mixed and it's placed in a pan. Tavlin. What is the sheer to be moitzi spices? Again, to be metavel, to spice up the beyakala. So Pashtus, the Meiri state, that just like the shear of Eitzim is kedelavatzel beyakala, means a gregerish of a beyakala, so adin by tavlin, the chayrud would mean to be mevashel, to be metavel, I mean, to spice up the sheer gregerish of a beyakala, not the ganse beya. But lemaisa, the Orsamech is Medaik in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this halacha back to back. Saila Gabishir Eitzim Kedei Levashel Be'ekala. And over there he says Krugageres. And Kedei Latavel, the Rambam doesn't say Krugageres. Back to back to halachas. Halacha Dalad, halacha Hey. So he's Medaik for some reason. By Tavlin, it's a Shir of the Be'ya, not the Be'ekala. Yes, there's a Kasha. But upon him, it's Meduktik in the Rambam, maybe not like the Meiri. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Zog the Mishnah mean. Umitztarf im zemze. When it comes to tavlin, the different spices are mitztarf with one another. You can have, Zog Rashi, black pepper together with cinnamon. Different spices.
In order to
what? Well, to mitztarf, to be mitavl de beya. If you want to spice up the beya,
yeah.
So it doesn't. It doesn't have to be a shear of the black pepper itself. It could be the shear of the black pepper together with another spice to be chayv and oitzah deraisa. Whatever it takes to be tavel, even if it's betziruf. The Ramban asks the kasha be'etzim. We'll see soon in the Gemara. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. The lechara oichlena oiz mitztarf. We'll see what the chiddush is. Zog the Gemara. Klipei mishnah. Klipei agoizim. The shells, which was referring to the inner shells, a walnut has a shell, the outside, but has an inner shell also, like a pistachio nut, has an inner shell over the nut itself. That produces a dye. From there you can make a color. So klipi egoizim, klipi remoinim, likewise pomegranates, klipas, istanis, upua, all these types of vegetables, kidei litzvoya ben beget cotton, piece svacha. In order, amount of dye that you can take out to paint the cap of the svacha, the opening of that cap. There's a svacha, a cap they wear under their hat. So that you can, that opening that you can paint, that's the amount of tseva that you have to take out of the dyes. How much klipia goes in? Meraglayim, when it comes to urine, nese uboiris, Kamulia va'ashlik. These are all different types of detergents. Kedei lechabes beged katan pisvacha. Again, it means to be mechabes, a small beged. Which beged? Pisvacha. It's cap. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lahaver es hakesem. To remove the kesem. Zog Rashi, it's referring to dam nida. Meaning, like the Gemara says in nida, daf samach aleph, that dam nida, you could be maver, a kesem, a dam nida. It's really a test. If the kesem, if the blood gets removed, then it's a raya that it's, that what's it called? That it's dam. If it doesn't get removed, then it's tahar. Meaning, if dam gets removed with the detergent, if it's something else, it doesn't get, tseva doesn't get removed. So if it gets removed, so then it's a raya that it's dam. If it's not get, doesn't get removed, it's a raya that it's a tseva. That's the Gemara needed. That's what Rashi is referring to. We're talking about samonim avirin ala kesem, the kesem of dam. Now, Sfasemes is medayik that why do you have to be mavir the ganze kesem? All you have to do, why do you have to have the amount of detergent that's mavir the kesem? Kesem is a gris. Why do you have to have a ganze gris? Just take a mashuhu of the dam of the kesem and see if it's mavir or not. If it's mavir, then it's dam. If it's not mavir, then it's tevan, it's tor. Why do you have to be mavir the ganze kesem? It's kashi. Blabes tzorchin. Mashmoy says you have to mavi the ganze kesem. Rashi by us says mavi in ala kesem. Okay, but upon him, it's mashmoy of a deer that it's the ganze kesem. Svasemes. Zok the Gemara. Tanino. Chadazimno. We learned this already one time that eitzim the shear is kelevashel beya. We had it the Gemara on that payam and beis. Tanino chadazimno. Kona a reed which is eitzim. If you can't make a quill out of it, kedilas is cool, to make a quill. But if it's thick or merusis or ripped, kedilavashal be'e kalash be'e'im. So we see the shears, kedilavashal. Tufa and nesuna be'ilfas, mixed up and placed in a pan. Ma'uritem, you might think, chosim le'chosil midi. A torn reed cannot be used as a kulmus. Aval eitzim, the chosil le'kavad aklida. But eitzim can be used for a tooth of a key. We said that every key has a little teeth with a very small amount. And that shear maybe should be enough that you chai for it saws eitzim. I feel kol shu komash v'lon. It's kelevashal beyakala. Zok mo tavlin k'tela tavl beyakala. The spices it's metavl. Ureminu tavlin shnayim v'gimel shemus mimin echod. If you have three different types of spices, zok Rashi white pepper, black pepper, or different types of spices, or even three different minim. So mimin echod or mishloish minim. If they one min or numerous minim, asurin. Tosfos learns up the sugya is talking about asurin, meaning if it's a dover osur. For instance, arlo, different isurin. Isurin are mitztarif. Arlo, klei akerem, atzei asherah. So, mitztarifim zemzeh, they're mitztarif. These different isurin are mitztarif. When are they mitztarif? Ve'omach hiskiya, daf tzadi, b'mine mitika shonu. If they all are sweet, the different tavlin of isurin, like Tosfos says, of different Arla and Klei Akerem and Atzei Asherah, are mitztarif. How do mitztarif? If they all coming to be mimasik. So by us it's shver. By us it doesn't say that it's only if it's mimasik. By us it says, tavlin and mitztarif zem zeh. It could be one, could be spicy, one could be sweet. It doesn't say that all common denominator mimasik. Zok the Gemara, hoil v'ruin l'masik k'deirot. It's only because they're going l'masik. Time of the chazi l'masik. Only because they're going l'masik. So l'chayr it's shver by us it doesn't say anything about the masik. Enter the Gemara. Hochanami chazal masik. You have to say that our sugi is talking about that the different tavlin and mitzdar for the shear when it's chazal masik. Fek the Ramban that by oichlin we find on daf ayin vav all oichlin mitzdar for the gergeres, and by tavlin we need lamasik. Vosep is you have to have a common denominator. Zok the very gishmak. Oichlin is edibles. So edibles. All edibles, some of them it's tariff to a sheer gergeris. Mashenkin, spices are not edibles. You don't eat spices. You don't put hot peppers, not hot peppers. You don't put black pepper or cinnamon in your mouth. So vibalt is not roi lachila. What's it roi for? It's roi latavel. So latavel, some of you have to have a common denominator. It's tariffus in the tibu. So mele roi lamatek. When it comes to oichlin, it's roi, it's mitzdarif le gergeris, only oichlin, because oichlin are edibles. So mele mitzdarif. Mashenkin lamatek, Tavlin is not Royal Achila. It's the Tavil. So Mele the Tavil. So there has to be a common Tibul. The common Tibul is the Matek. Tosis points out that what are we talking about? That the other ones are not Mitzdarif. If they're Nois and Tam, so then Nois and Tam, other Minim should also be Mitzdarif. And if they're not Nois and Tam, so then even Minim Mitika should not be Mitzdarif. Do they protrude its flavor or not? Zog Tosis that we talk about, they give a Tam. But if it's other minim, it's called nois and tam lefgam, and that's why it's not mitzdarif. All right. Nois and tam lefgam. If it's not lematek, then it's called lefgam, and it's not mitzdarif. It's like working against the flavors that you're using to be masking the kedera. That's why they're not mitzdarif. If they're not lematek. We'll stop over here. Daf tzadi omer aleph from the top.